This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. U.S. and Iraqi officials are insisting they intend to hold Iraq's elections as scheduled. Iraqi law requires voting by the end of this month, despite violence that has blocked the preparations in some critical areas. And we'll start this part of the program with a report that suggests how much the U.S. is relying on the success of those elections. General John Abizaid says the voting will mark an important step for Iraq. Abizaid commands U.S. forces from Iraq to Afghanistan. NPR's Eric Westerveld is traveling with the general as he moves through the region.
A bumpy gravel airstrip leads General John Abizaid to the heart of forward operating base Salerno in Host Province near Afghanistan's border with Pakistan. Under an American flag and a warm winter sun, Abizaid presides over the promotion of two young lieutenants to captain.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Give him a hand.
These two new captains will continue their mission here, a mission that blends nation-building and counterinsurgency. It's that balance that General Abizaid hopes to achieve sooner than later in that other battlefield, Iraq. There, continued violence threatens elections for a National Assembly less than 3 weeks from now.
It's our view, just like it was in Afghanistan and like it was in El Salvador and other places where elections have had to be conducted in an insurgency environment, that it's better to have the process of representational government move forward than be delayed.
Former Ba'ath Party Saddam loyalists and a small number of al-Qaeda-linked terrorists, Abizaid believes, are aligned in a marriage of convenience in Iraq. Abizaid calls Afghanistan's elections last fall a turning point against insurgents there, and he sees Iraq's upcoming vote, however bloody and imperfect, as a vital step forward.
The old order, especially the old Ba'ath Party, and then the new order, represented by this harsh ideology of Zarqawi and bin Laden, cannot stand for the election process to move forward. It will be death to their movements. Ultimately, the elections will defeat the old Ba'ath Party, and they'll defeat Zarqawi.
To help defeat Ba'athist remnants, Abizaid is calling on Syria to do more. For months, the U.S. has pressed Syria to tighten security along its porous border with Iraq. But a senior military official says the U.S. has asked Syria to take other concrete actions to stop or detain specific former Iraqi Ba'ath Party members that the U.S. believes are working out of Syria. A military official says these Ba'athists help coordinate regional attacks and support the insurgency through a variety of activities. General Abizaid says so far the Syrian response has been inadequate.
We have been very clear to the Syrians about our unhappiness, about Ba'athist cells operating from Syria. They have access to money, and they have access to smuggling routes. They have access to other things that aid the insurgency in Iraq. There is more that the Syrians can do. I think we have been very specific what we would like them to do.
According to a senior military official, there's a new list of 34 top former Saddam loyalists who are believed to be prime movers behind the Sunni-led insurgency. Some of these 34 are allegedly spearheading what officials call new Ba'athist activity, efforts to rebuild an Iraqi Ba'ath Party structure. One group, a military official says, held a regional coordination meeting near the Iraq-Syrian border as recently as mid-November. Meantime, many military officials predict heavy violence and light voter turnout in Sunni-dominated areas. But General Abizaid is optimistic about the long-term forecast. Except for a small group of Ba'athist criminals and foreign terrorists, he says, real reconciliation in Iraq is achievable.
Moderate Sunnis will emerge when they understand that the march of representational government's inevitable. It's clear to me that even if the Sunnis are underrepresented in the voting process, that I would expect the majority of the Iraqis who do vote, who do form a government, to continue efforts at reconciliation.
A senior military official concedes, however, that the U.S. has been searching for an engagement strategy for moderate Sunnis for the last 20 months. And amid the daily violence, true reconciliation for many Iraqis may seem a long, long way off. Eric Westerveld, NPR News.